Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Thomas Tressel, who is the president and CEO of TMT America. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great. I haven't talked to you since Surfaces of 2015, and I want to catch up with what's going on with HPS Chernox. But before we do that, let's tell our listeners a little quick background. Obviously, most people know you. You've been in the business your whole life. You came over here from Germany, and your father was a flooring contractor. And you came over here, and you started Centiva and grew it to be a very successful company and then sold it to Tarkett. Then after a year or so of working with them, you brought a company you'd known for a long time, Chernox, to the United States, and you've been focusing on penetrating the market with Chernox. So that's a quick background, right?
This is a quick background, and the fact that you say have been in business your whole life. I just went over the 51-year birthday, and yes, we're looking back. We're 20 years now in the United States. 1996 is when I came to North America.
And also, before we get to Chernox, let me just ask you, because I'm asked this question often. When you sold Centiva, you sold maybe a little early because, you know, LVT has taken off and you were one of the commercial brands in LVT. So I'm just curious, do you feel like you got out of the LVT business too early, and are you thinking about potentially getting back in?
Good question. I can answer you this. Was it too early? So I think it's never too early, sometimes too late. I think that opportunity back then to bring the home of Centiva to Tarkett was at this point a good one. I was not interested in selling something. I think it was more the partnership we seeked with Tarkett and with the leadership back then. The question being asked every day, Kemp, if Thomas Tressel goes back into LVT, to be quite honest with you, I'm looking every day what's new in the industry. I'm amazed how this product category is alive. I think that we will see more and more of those products being used. It's no secret that the LVT has overtaken the VCT of the 80s and the 90s. I think it will be very, very interesting, and I'm taking a look at this with enthusiasm, who all is in this industry and where this will go.
All right, let's talk about Chernox. I think your focus on this product started very intensely 3 or 4 years ago, and you had three challenges. I think you had, first, you had to get strong distribution. You had to almost teach the market in this, what we call, subfloor prep business. You had to teach a market almost a new state of practice, taking them from this thinking of doing it with a cementitious solution to a synthetic gypsum solution, which is very easy to install but has slightly higher upfront cost per bag. And you've been doing this, actually you've been very successful in converting some of the market to this practice, right?
We have to define what success means, but yes, you're right. I think that we have come a long way. First of all, my dad's business, that which I ran in the early 90s before I left for America, my dad's business is a 58-year-long Chernox customer. My dad's business is at the brink to be 60 years old, and I think that speaks for itself. I've grown up on Chernox. Chernox is a company based in Rosendahl, Germany. They call themselves the market leader in the German-speaking Europe. They're extremely, extremely innovative. They're extremely customer service oriented. Now, when I started studying this just a little bit deeper, I realized a couple, three things, which are very, very, very simple. Number one, America is changing from a soft surface market to a hard surface market. So therefore, more resilient flooring being installed, as better your subfloor needs to be. Number two, you know that I've been board of directors at the RFCI, Resilient Floor Covering Institute, for a while. I realized and saw that many, many more old slabs, concrete slabs in retail, in multifamily, in commercial buildings are being reclaimed instead of just bulldoze them down and bring them to the landfill. So I saw here the opportunity. Yes, have sold a glitz and glory, wonderful LVT business, but I saw the opportunity to actually help the industry elevating the knowledge and the acknowledgement of we do need to have a better subfloor. And for that reason, I thought that, you know, the relationships, what I can bring here, I have from the past, you know, 20 years, is helpful for Chernox to start a little bit different, like most big companies do, in while they just buy someone and then overtake, for us to really go back to Adam and Eve from the grounds and building a company like we did previously.
I noticed in the news last week that you've hired a new business development vice president. His name is Dave Lippert, and he comes actually from a competitor. So that's usually a good sign when you have people leaving from a competition to come over to join forces with you. So you're continuing to add to the team, right?
You mentioned earlier, you know, when you build a new business, the challenge is to find the right people. You build a new team again. We have done it before where we started with 5 people and then we built it up to 155, 160 people. Now we're being asked to, you know, tackle the entire North America, finding distribution, finding different channels of distribution, making sure that we understand how distribution will look like in the next 2, 3, 4, 5, and maybe 10 years. So this comes with a challenge because we're a newcomer. And even though we have overcome the startup phase, we're now in the development phase. And in the development phase, we are now investing heavily to, you know, hire the best people we can. The fact is that, to me, it is never a question of hiring someone from the competitor. Everybody who suits well and who fits in our organization and to our core principles and philosophies we're bringing to the table, which are very, very important to me, which means, number one, servicing the customer and making sure that, you know, we are playing there a good role of attracting those we want to bring our technology and products over. When you talk about Dave Lippert, yes, we are very, very delighted to have Dave on board because Dave, first of all, has a tremendous amount of knowledge, but also I think he fits in our organization very, very well for the person he is, for the easiness, you know, in working with him together. So these are the people we're looking for. We are now an organization who will look forward to 2017, hiring many, many more people. You know, we don't hire by budgets. We hire by talent. We don't hire because we have to fill a spot. We hire because we want to bring this enthusiasm of this wonderful new brand we're bringing here to the market, people who help us and have a possibility to explain it in their own ways to the neighborhoods.
Thomas, what's new with Sure-Knox?
First of all, we are open this week, our new research and development center in Rosendahl, Germany. It's a $10 million investment. I think both people in Europe and we here in America have waited for this. We will, of course, attract more American-suited questions to the R&D center. Secondly, what's new is that here in the American market, we're bringing out Sure-Knox DSP. It's a wear-rated cement-based self-leveling compound and concrete topping, which is extremely dense, 7,250 PSI, an extreme product for interior and exterior applications, and suitable as a decorative top coat. So that is something you will see us focusing on early 2017, World of Concrete Surfaces Builder Show. We're looking forward to do this.
Actually, this decorative concrete you're talking about, you've actually installed that in your offices in Florence, haven't you?
We did. This was one of the first tests installed. We're now at the stage where we're talking to customers. We have delivered truckloads over truckloads already. It's something which I think the industry will be very happy to see and to play with.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier this 120-year-old German company called Sure-Knox is a market leader in Germany. How long until you become that market leader here in this country?
To be quite honest with you, Kemp, you know me. I don't even want to use names like this market leader. I do want to believe that there's a lot of good companies out there, and everybody has the right, and everybody's doing good, to getting up in the morning, do the best to do their purpose and want to bring the fruits home for their company. I think what is important to me, and this is very, very important, I think when we took on this Sure-Knox opportunity, we said that there is a lack of quality in the subfloor category. And I think when I was manufacturer of a resilient flooring, it was always amazing to me how people can specify the product, add the labor to it, but forget the floor prep. And as I mentioned earlier, with the fact that we have now many, many more renovations in this country than ever before, it is more important to use great products, which you know you can count on, that we deliver this with a personal touch. I do believe that, you know, we leave the manufacturer-driven part up to Sure-Knox, and we provide this wonderful service, what we always had, the relationship, the intimacy with the customer we're providing. That is what I want to build upon. That's what we have to bring over. And I think, of course, when someone is new in the industry, even someone like me has a tough time to just convince someone to use things different. But I think so finally, after 4 or 5 years, the customers see what great products we have, and then the service we're providing, the hands-on, being on the job site, helping with them, and I think that is very, very important. We build upon this. Talk about market leader. I think there's many people out there who call themselves market leader, and they may have the right to claim themselves to do this. For us, it is to integrate the brand into North America, making sure that Sure-Knox will do good here in the North American market, and we will see how this goes.
All right, Thomas, great to catch up with you on your continued growth with HBS Sure-Knox. Again, been talking to Thomas Trissel, the president and CEO of TMT America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.